Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Pete's other two names on this list, I don't have a problem with, honestly. Keenan Allen, who I think there was a time when Keenan Allen was underrated. I don't know that he's done much to kind of break the idea that he's underrated or like, you know, that he should be properly rated or something. But Keenan Allen's definitely a very talented wide receiver. And Cortland Sutton, who is, being used as one of the more appealing factors, I suppose, for Aaron Rodgers, supposedly headed to the Denver Broncos.
RJ, I felt really good about this group of three wide receivers in terms of like if this was going to be an actual team, because we have our speed guy in Tyreek, we have our underneath slot guy in Keenan Allen, and then Cortland Sutton is a prototypical or can be your kind of prototypical X guy. So I really like this is very well-rounded. I like this a lot. I think Keenan Allen, I've come to appreciate him more. I remember last year when Justin Jefferson was coming out, and I think it was Daniel Jeremiah who really compared Justin Jefferson to Keenan Allen. And I think that's important because I think, you know, like we think of wide receivers, like one of the more valuable traits, you know, being speed or whatever. And like Keenan Allen not having that kind of like in theory might make you think less of him, but he's just, this sounds very basic and simple and reductive, but like he knows how to play wide receiver. Like he's very technically proficient. And I think like there's so much value in that. And that's honestly why I feel so good about Devontae Smith as an aside there. I had to bring him up.
The way I would put it is his floor is so high and so stable. I don't know that his ceiling is ridiculously high, but because of that, like he's reliable and like reliable is belittling to who he is, but he's always going to be a very good wide receiver. Is he ever going to have the, whatever the Tyreek Hill game was, the like 273 yards in the first quarter or whatever? I don't think so. Like that's not his game, but his game is like consistency, and that's the perfect compliment to Justin Herbert, who I know didn't make this team, but that is an admirable quality, so he certainly deserves to make this team as well. Who's the first name you think of defensively in the whole AFC West?
That's a really good question.
I've been asking some great questions here. No big deal. Shout out to me. It used to be Von Miller, but I think he's been surpassed.
I think it's still Von, just in terms of name. This is part of this is name recognition. It's not just like current. If you're going off of the name you think of first, I think it has to be Von just because of the legacy compliments and everything. Who is it for you?
Now it's Joey Bosa. I feel like he's established himself. And so, you know, he's longer in the tooth now. He's got his second contract. Like it's no longer like this flash in the pan thing. Von is still Von, but Von has also had some disconnect with that franchise, which is a point I think is lost from where everybody's trying to get Aaron Rodgers over there. Like Von has, you know, that was touch and go. And I think some of the Von thing is we didn't see him last year. So people, you know, that has an effect. Like people kind of forget about players and stuff. But no shocker, Pete did build. He was keen to specify a 4-2-5 formation defense. His top two edge defenders were in fact Joey Bosa and Von Miller. I don't think there's any way to disagree there.
No, I mean, those are two elite pass rushers in the NFL, assuming, you know, Vaughn is the same Vaughn that we've seen, you know, earlier in his career. And Bosa, I think, is just going to obviously dominate for a long time. Maybe he's almost underrated. Like, I don't feel like nationally he gets as much love. Like, maybe, again, this might be like a victim of playing on a team.
The Chargers.
Another market. Yeah, the Chargers, as opposed to, you know, again, like the Patriots or the Bears or something. I think he'd be getting a little bit more attention. I think people know how good he is, but I guess I just don't, you know, I don't see him as much like promotionally. You know what I mean? You're not seeing him like this very ubiquitous presence.
My last question on this, what uniform in the AFC West? So they're playing at Mile High, but you can put any uniform you want on them. There's one correct answer here.
So, okay. It has to be the same logo too and everything. Like, so we're not like altering colors. Like,
I'll give you, you can take one team's set of uniforms. You don't have to pick like their home or away or alternate or color rush.
Okay.
Their whole set.
Gotcha. Well, then it's an easy answer. Again, it's the Chargers. How could it not be? You're wrong if you're not picking the Chargers.
I will say if we had to pick one specific uniform, it would be the Raiders black top silver pants. But if we can get the whole compliment, it's definitely the Chargers. So the Chiefs lose.
Baby blues.
Yeah.
Got to go with the baby blue.
Although the Chargers navies at Mile High would look pretty sick. That's all I'm saying.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.